Welcome. I'm Anastasia Glova, bringing you the Cato Daily Podcast. Full and edited versions of our podcasts are available on our website at www.cato.org. In the latest Tax and Budget Bulletin, Cato Director of Tax Policy Studies Chris Edwards explains how federal wages and benefits have outpaced private sector pay in recent years. Chris, what did your study find?
Well, I found that the average compensation of federal workers has been soaring in recent years and is now almost twice the average compensation in the private sector. For example, the average federal worker earns about $100,000 a year currently, compared to just $52,000 for the average private sector worker.
Well, that's just total compensation. How about wages?
Well, looking just at wages, the average federal worker earns $67,000 a year now compared to just $42,000 in the private sector. So the federal pay advantage has been rising much faster over the last few years than previously.
Has the federal pay advantage been growing as well?
If you go back to about 1990, federal workers earned only about 50% more than average private sector workers. Today, they earn 93% more than workers in the private sector. So the federal workforce is becoming an elite island of secure and very high-paid workers, when in the private sector, workers have to compete in the dynamic global economy.
Well, how exactly did this happen, that federal pay outpaced private sector pay?
Well, one of the things that's gone on is whenever we have a recession, of course, like a few years ago, private sector pay stalls for a few years. But federal workers get these generous salary increases every single year. All the federal pay schedules get moved up almost automatically every year.
You note also that federal benefits are far better than private benefits.
That's right. I mean, a lot of studies, especially by the federal unions, often claim that federal wages are less than the private sector. But federal benefits, no one argues, are much more generous generally than in the private sector. Federal workers, of course, get health benefits, but they also get health benefits when they retire. They get a pension plan with inflation protection. They have a very generous 401k style plan. Federal workers have generous holiday and vacation schedules. They've got flexible work hours. They've got incentive awards. And one of the most important benefits they have is extreme job security because of the union protections they have.
What's the problem with federal compensation being too high?
Well, I think the problem is that we've got a gigantic federal deficit. And, you know, under President Bush and previous presidents, federal salaries kept increasing. Federal salaries now cost federal taxpayers about $200 billion a year. So you're talking about some serious money here. But a broader issue, I think, is that we frankly don't want the best and brightest in society going to work for the government in Washington. This isn't France, where the people go to the top universities and then they go work for the national government. United States, we want the best people, the smartest engineers working in the private sector, adding to the nation's GDP and not going to Washington to work for the bureaucracies.
What do you propose to bring federal wages down to a more reasonable level?
Well, I think we ought to have an immediate freeze on federal wages and salaries over the next few years, at least till the end of the Bush administration. They've got big increases every year of the Bush administration. And you know what? We've got a gigantic deficit. We need to cut costs across the board. I think we ought to freeze wages. And then we ought to reevaluate these excessive benefits that federal employees get.
But job security is usually viewed as a good thing. Isn't it better that federal workers don't tend to be fired so easily?
Actually, no, I don't think it's a good thing. It's remarkably difficult to fire poorly performing federal workers. In fact, the data shows that just 1 in 5,000 federal workers is fired for poor performance every year. So what you've got is a federal bureaucracy that is extremely sort of arthritic and never changes. And, you know, we see some of the management problems that creates with agencies like FEMA and the IRS perform very poorly. And one of the problems is that managers can't fire poor workers.
Do workers ever voluntarily leave?
Well, and this is the flip side of the problem. It's not just that federal workers never get fired. It's that very few of them voluntarily leave or get laid off. The quit rate in the federal government is just one quarter of the quit rate in the private sector. So people go to work for the government and they basically stay there their whole career. So it's unlike the private sector, which is very dynamic. It's far too stable and secure in the federal government.
This has been Cato Daily Podcast. Thank you for listening.